From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate takes a key vote today on the tax cut compromise worked out by President Obama with congressional Republican leaders. The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, acknowledges that many Democratic lawmakers strongly oppose elements of the deal, but he expects it to pass nevertheless.
We want to change Washington and continue to move in the right direction. We need to stand together. And sometimes the accommodations that we make, the compromises that we make, may be painful. But we've got to eat the spinach and keep moving on. It's going to be a good dessert when it's over if we can say that we've worked together.
Durbin on CNN State of the Union. Presidential Advisor David Axelrod says at the end of the day, most members of Congress are not going to want to be seen as voting against the plan.
I think every single person in that building does not want taxes to go up on January 1st, does not want to see 2 million people lose their unemployment insurance.
Axelrod on ABC's This Week. The Senate is expected to take a final vote on the tax cut plan tomorrow. The powerful storm system that has blitzed parts of the upper Midwest with up to 2 feet of snow is making for a morning of travel problems across that region. Crews are out with plows, shovels, and snowblowers today. But getting back to normal is likely to take some time. Thousands of airline flights were canceled yesterday. Those travelers will be scrambling to find flights today. The storm system is moving eastward now, and Bruce Eckert with the National Weather Service says it's morphing into a rainstorm.
The big thing we're watching now with it is very heavy rain moving into the New England states, and we could see rainfall amounts of 2 to possibly 3 inches. That combined with snowmelt, because they've had quite a bit of snow up there.
The storm is also causing parts of the inflatable roof of the Metrodome Stadium in Minneapolis to collapse. Steve Mockey is with the commission that runs that stadium.
Snow or ice accumulation overstressed a couple roof panels and ruptured them, causing the roof to come down.
Mockey says no one was hurt, but the Minnesota Vikings game with the New York Giants had to be moved to Detroit. President Obama signs legislation this morning that will provide free or reduced price meals at school for an additional tens of thousands of low-income children. NPR's Pam Fessler says the bill will also improve the quality of food served at schools.
Michelle Obama has made healthy eating and fighting childhood obesity her signature cause. The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act is intended to improve the quality of food served at schools. It calls for new federal nutrition standards to help eliminate junk food and to encourage schools to provide more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. The legislation also increases federal subsidies for school lunches and eases red tape so that more low-income children will get free and reduced-price meals. Many Republicans oppose the bill, which calls for $4.5 billion in new spending over 10 years, but the administration and congressional Democrats agreed to help pay for the bill by making cuts in future food stamp benefits.
This is NPR. The special U.S. envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, is recovering from marathon surgery to repair a tear in the large artery that moves blood from his heart. And NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the 69-year-old veteran diplomat is getting calls wishing him a speedy recovery.
The State Department says Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari called Holbrooke. President Obama's special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan is highly respected by leaders the world over for his ability to bridge differences in often thorny situations. Even though doctors have stabilized Holbrooke's condition, medical experts say he's likely to face a lengthy recovery. On Thursday, the administration is expected to release results of its review of the Afghan war. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Europe's top mobile phone operators are putting pressure on websites such as Google and Facebook. Frank Browning reports the phone firms want those websites to pay for the right to use phone linkages.
It's all because of the new smartphones that handle internet messages as well as phone calls. Big mobile phone operators like France Telecom, Vodafone in Britain, and Telefone Italia want the big websites to pay them for access to their networks. They reason that because of the increasingly high demand for internet access via smartphones, that has put a heavier burden on the mobile operators, sometimes blocking their communications. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Police in France have reportedly arrested a 17-year-old boy armed with swords who took a preschool class hostage early this morning. The Associated Press quotes city officials as saying all of the children have been released. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for